Hallelujah. I was absolutely rejoicing in this moment and thinking about all of those times for all of those years that God had led me to stand and declare, along with, again, I'm sure millions of other people, and to be witnessing it, watching it happen. We serve a mighty God. And again, they were all there honoring a man who was assassinated because he told the truth. And a lot of the truth he told was about Jesus. And just like Stephen, they couldn't resist the wisdom. So they just killed him. Same kind of thing. And it's amazing to me what has happened in our country. It was like the fuse was already lit and now the thing blew up. It's the energy and power. Yes, ma'am? Now is a good time, yeah. For all of you who haven't been doing anything for decades, once you get in there now, the water's fine. Yes. And that's true for so many people. And quite frankly, for a while there, you didn't want to. Yes, ma'am? You know, that's a very good point, Maureen. For those of you who couldn't hear, Maureen said, wonder how many of those people who watched that stuff had maybe never watched or heard about the gospel. Yeah, you turn on the President of the United States and the whole cabinet of the U.S., you don't expect them to be preaching the truth of the resurrection of Jesus. Our country, what God is doing is, again, I keep using the word surreal. Transformational, yes. Reformational. Some of the people that I listen to have been talking about, people talk about revival, and certainly that's true, it's happening. But this country has never experienced really a reformation. Europe has, centuries ago. They lost it. But the United States has experienced a couple of different, quote, awakenings, huge revival outpourings. But a reformation that goes all the way to the core of the country. And I really believe that's what God's doing. And we can be a part of it. And we're going to transition a little bit. And at first, it's not going to sound like it's the same. But remember, a little while ago, I told you we're going somewhere. Right? And it's about you. All of these things are on my mind. From time to time, I go through stuff in my computer and throw out stuff that's way outdated or I don't really need anymore. Y'all understand, it's kind of like cleaning out a file drawer. I keep a lot of it to remind me. And one of those files that I go through and look at from time to time is a progressive file that began to take place right after, probably a few months after, we actually started Jubilee back in 1989, because when we started it, to the children, there was no computer. A desktop computer then wouldn't hold an MP3 music file very well, you know? Well, my first monitor was about this big, and if I remember, the 8088 chip in it, I mean, it ran at like 33 hertz instead of a couple of gigs, right? And my very first one had a 10 megabyte hard drive. That was it. Okay, you email pictures that are bigger than that. Anyway. Not long after we started, I wound up with one of those things. And a little while after that, I wound up with a program and I started making notes about things. And from time to time, I'll go back and look at it. And in this particular case, I was looking back at things that I wrote down in 1991. We were, as a ministry, we were 2 years old, okay? and kind of looking at stuff, and what we thought would happen, they were our plans. And this one line back in June of 1991 caught my attention. And what I had written was that the teaching on Sundays should be a weekly revelational report. Sunday morning should be a weekly revelational report. The teaching, okay? But before that, there was stuff about music. And I sat there and chuckled to myself for a couple of reasons. First of all, to quote the John Wayne movie, you know, that's big talk for a one-eyed fat man. Like, I can't believe I wrote that down. And the second reason I was chuckling is because here we are over three decades later, and that's pretty much what we do every week. Every week. And then I went from laughing to just being awed a little bit because I realized that's a lot of years. That's a lot of Sundays. And almost every time when we come together, God has something revelational. Obviously, we go back through some of the same things. But usually, there's something that God has given to us to learn and grow from that probably at least most of us didn't know when we walked in here. I was shocked for a moment, and I went, wow. And, of course, then I began to praise God. You know, you are so faithful. And so then, in that moment, looking at that idea that that's what we do, immediately I thought about you. Because this is not kind of a one-way thing. Paul, in 2 Corinthians, 12th chapter, the first verse, did say, I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I will go on to visions and revelation of the Lord. And you say, well, Mark, that's Paul. And I would say that's true. However,